Hey, fellow Americans, welcome back to A Political Podcast. Thanks for being here. Thanks, as always, for tuning in and sharing and all the things you're doing out there to make the downloads go through the roof. I really appreciate it. Man, wouldn't it be awesome if we could get as many downloads as people voted this year? Like 70-something million? Let's do it, everybody. Share the good word. Share with your friends. Rate and review. Do all the things to make us get 70 million listeners. Then I could quit my job and just talk to you all for a living. That'd be great. So I realized I forgot to record a regular episode last week. I gave the bonus episode, which talked about the botched election results, or if that's what you believe, whatever's going on with the election. Do we even have a winner yet? I mean, Joe Biden's continuing on as if he won. The media has crowned him victor, but Trump and his supporters are not giving up. Just last weekend, there was something like a million-person march on Washington, D.C. And I don't know if there was actually a million people, but based on the footage I saw, there was a whole hell of a lot of people flooding the streets of Washington, D.C. in support of Trump, with the flags flying and marching and doing whatever marchers do. It's not really a protest. It's more of a show of support. President Trump himself even drove the motorcade by and said hi and all that stuff. And I heard there was something like 10 arrests, or maybe it was 30 arrests. I don't know, a small number of arrests that carried on into the night as demonstrations or supporters clashed with other people. But one thing to point out that I'd like to share, and granted, you know, support for Trump and whether or not he won the election is a much lighter issue than race relations and everything else. But everyone likes to point out that the Republicans had a peaceful demonstration, a show of support, and didn't smash any windows, burn any buildings, riot, loot, all those things. But the left-fueled Antifa does. So, I mean, is that a fair comparison here? Like, I tend to think it's not, because going out and rallying and showing support, and while all these supporters and all the millions of people that did vote for Trump are very upset that he has not officially slash unofficially been declared the victor, and they are claiming voter fraud and all these things. So they are upset, but they're not upset enough to riot, which, again, I don't think it's a fair comparison. I would never compare or put the two in the same bucket. Fighting for equality and demanding police reform and racial justice is much different than just supporting your guy. And so I don't think it's fair to say that the two are the same. Obviously, people were a little more amped up during the riots slash protests slash demonstrations about race relations and police brutality. So obviously, there's going to be a little more tension there. It doesn't mean violence is the answer, and I'm not condoning that at all. I never would. I think that's terrible what happened. And especially if it was fueled by things like Antifa and some agitators out there that don't really seem to care about the cause, but just like to incite violence. But that's an episode in and of itself. What I'm saying is a lot of people are taking to social media. And when I say a lot of people, it's the far right or the right wing supporters that are saying, oh, look at us. Look how great we are. We didn't destroy anything. We didn't riot. We're better than you. Yeah, well, this is true, but two completely different things. Apples and oranges here, absolutely, when it comes to what we're actually protesting. So furthermore, on the election, like, really, everyone, what's going on? Do we have a president-elect or not? I mean, no one's really officially come out and said, except for the media. And that's traditionally how it's been in the AP or whoever calls the race. And in years past, there's been peaceful transitions of power and all that other stuff. And there's been meetings between the sitting president and the president-elect. There's been video surfacing going around of Obama meeting with President Trump. And even though you can clearly see there's a disagreement or a kind of a clear tension or dislike there, they still had a meeting. And Obama said, oh, you know, here's my policies and things I've been working on, and kind of handed them to him. And currently, Trump and his administration are refusing to do that because there's dispute over the election. Even though some of the lawsuits have already been thrown out and the things that Trump has filed. But so far, there's been zero kind of meeting or discussion of passing of issues and things like that. But Biden is forging ahead with his plans. He's been having meetings. I noticed that some graphic designer who's still in work during this whole pandemic has made the office of the president-elect logo that is very prominently featured in the background of these meetings and televised things that Biden and Harris are doing. Isn't that crazy? these graphics that come out. Like the city of Boston, for example, locally here, has been putting out new graphics about how to wear your mask and social distance and everything like that. There's millions of people out of work, but yet the graphic designer who is making these fancy looking messages still have work. It's amazing to me. Who would have thought that those people, I mean, I would think those people in advertising and marketing or whatever would be the first to go, but they're getting the most work because every other day there's a new graphic out about how to stay 6 feet apart from someone. We need a fancy looking graphic to do that, apparently, in this country. We can't just do it. Which that kind of brilliantly segues me into my next topic I wanted to talk about, and that's COVID. What the hell's going on out there? Really, what is going on? Like, this has been going on for almost 9 months since the country kind of first panicked and shut down about it. Obviously, COVID's been going on, at least I believe, since last November 2019. That's when I think it first made landfall in America. Just wasn't talked about back then, but people were mysteriously dying of the flu that normally wouldn't. People were getting sick for weeks on end. So I truly believe it was around since then. But it's been an issue, kind of a worldwide global oh shit moment since March of 2020. And we're going on 9 months of that here in a couple weeks, which is just bizarre. And listen, I didn't think it was just going to be over. Way back when they said 15 days to flatten the curve or whatever, I thought they actually meant flatten the curve for hospital purposes. I'm smart enough to know this is a virus. It's never going to just go away. But back then when they said there's a certain time to flatten the curve and businesses were shutting down for 8 weeks and furloughing for 8 weeks and whatever they were doing, I honestly believe that, hey, maybe we will get back to some sort of reduced capacity, some semblance of new normal, my least favorite term in the world, but it applies here. After that 8 week or whatever the time period was, 15 days, 8 weeks, whatever, it kept getting extended and pushed and pushed and pushed. And here we are still going through this almost 9 months later. And what's even worse is we're seeing this second wave, or some calling it a third wave, whatever it is, it's another surge or uptick in cases. And we are going backwards. Several states, California, Michigan, New York, going backwards with their reopening plans, falling back to previous tiers, new restrictions, which are old restrictions, but reimposed restrictions, even more draconian measures in place. And man, draconian, are we happy that we're using that term in popular language nowadays? You know that that term goes back to like Nazism if you look it up on Google. That's crazy that we're even using that term as part of our everyday lexicon about what we're going through here. Draconian measures. Like, what are we even talking about? But we're moving backwards. The cases are going up. We're doing more testing. There's less death going on, but we're doing more restrictions, which points me to one thing, and that's government control. And it's scary. Now, vaccines are coming. Some great news on the vaccine front this past week with Pfizer and Moderna. And if those can get out sooner rather than later, maybe we can start to cross over into some kind of new normal and then toward real normalcy as it used to be. But until that happens, and there hasn't been any hard dates given other than maybe a few weeks for emergency use for Moderna and maybe April for widespread distribution to the general population of the United States in April. Well, if that's happening and that's true, then that's fantastic, because even though you have your percentage, which is something like 50% of all Americans, only half of the population will even go get this vaccine. But even if only half get it, hopefully we can just start to kind of become America again. And what I mean by that is we as a people can be given the choice as to whether or not we want to risk getting sick by going to a hockey game or going to a movie or a restaurant. Right now, we're being told how to live our lives by the government, which is just bizarro land. That is not what America stands for. That is socialism. That is communism, whatever other ism you want to call it at its best. Governments, local governments are coming out and saying, you must not, you will not, you cannot have Thanksgiving with your family. You cannot go to a restaurant and dine indoors. You cannot work out at your gym. We will not permit it. We will enforce it. We'll fine you. We'll charge you money. We'll cite you. It's Nazi Germany, people. It's crazy. And I've been saying all along that all we want is a choice. That's all I want. I would say this to anybody who would listen. And in fact, I think I recently said it in another eye-rolling induced rant to my wife about we have been stripped of our right to choose, which is 100% wholeheartedly un-American. That is not what I signed up for. That is not what the Puritans and the rebels and the colonists signed up for back in 1776 when they fought for this land to be controlled by the government. That's what they left when they came here. It's the whole point of the Revolutionary War was to be free of those controls and those confines. And now we're right back at it almost 400 years later. It's insane to me. Absolutely insane that we as a people are allowing this to happen. Now, I don't know if you follow this guy or if you've heard of him, but you should follow him because it's fun. For the most part, it's just good fun. The creator and founder and president or whatever his title is now of Barstool Sports, Dave Portnoy, put out a short little video yesterday. And if you're not familiar with him, he puts out videos about pizza reviews and now cheesesteak reviews. And he's very involved in sports and sports betting and things like that. But he also just does some kind of pop culture, political type videos. And last night was one of them where he was talking about this very thing that I've been ranting about to anybody who will listen, mainly my parents and my family, who are very tired of it. We've been stripped of the right to choose. Which is just crazy. Like I just said, it's nuts. That's all we're asking. We're not downplaying that the virus isn't real. We're not going down conspiracy highway and saying that this is a hoax. None of that. All we are saying, me and El Presidente, all we are saying is that we want the right to choose. I want to be able to choose whether I accept the risk to have a family gathering in my home. I want the right to choose to go to a restaurant and eat inside. I want the right to choose to go to a live sporting event. But right now I'm being told I can't do that. And that's not fair. That's not what we signed up for as Americans, right? So I think everybody needs to realize what's going on here. And it's probably only going to get a little worse when this new administration takes over because the left has been associated with socialism. And if you don't know what socialism is, in a nutshell, in very basic layman's terms, it's basically government control of all things, manufacturing, money, jobs, healthcare, and now whether or not we're allowed to leave the house or not to go enjoy a meal with our family in a public establishment. That's what it's come to, and it's only going to get worse if this administration leans towards socialism, which everyone has said throughout this election process. So it's scary times out there, everybody. Like I said, not downplaying the virus, not saying it's not real. Very dangerous if you get it. Can be very dangerous for certain people. But we have to retain the choice of whether we want to risk ourselves and our families. Otherwise, we are living in Nazi Germany. Right now, we have zero choice, depending on what state you live in, which that's another weird thing. If the federal government would just come out and say, this is what we're doing, this is the plan, you shall do this, then maybe this would be different. But, you know, the Republican method of government is less overarching control. And so the states have been given control of their local jurisdictions. And now the states are all doing whatever they want to do. If you live in Washington, Oregon, or California, you are completely locked down right now. Your businesses that may have survived part of this shit show are now going to have to close again because of new regulations. But if you live in Texas or Florida, hey, the gloves are off. Do whatever the hell you want. Arizona, wide open for business. So it's just kind of strange right now. It's like not fair. You know, you have some people in Arizona saying, I don't know what the big deal is. I'm able to do whatever I want. And people in California are feeling like they're in prison. And then you have states like Massachusetts and New York where we've done kind of little things going backwards, but we're still not all the way backwards. It's like you can leave your house, but you can't leave your house unless you need to leave your house, but you shouldn't leave your house. Very confusing as to what's really going on here. And it just makes people even more angry and more less willing to wear their mask properly when there's all this confusion. So I really think people should get their shit together, get their ducks in a row at the federal level or whatever needs to happen and map out a plan. Say, we will be doing this. There's a face covering mandate whenever you're in public. Done. But if you want to go to a restaurant, if you want to go to a movie theater, if you want to see a live sporting event, have at it. And then it's up to the individual companies, using the live sporting event example, to also determine how much risk they are willing to take in order to make money as a business. If that's 20% capacity, that's fine. If it's 100% capacity, that's fine. Just knowing that if there's an outbreak or people get sick and you did not do your preventative measures properly, you could get sued. I mean, that's how America was, right? You took a risk anytime you went anywhere, whether it was a sporting event or a theme park or a movie theater. you're taking any kind of risk that you could choke on the popcorn at the movie theater, or you could get shot by an active shooter at the sporting event, or there could be a fire, or whatever. You're taking a risk anywhere you go. But now, because of a virus, a sickness that for the majority of the population just gets you really sick, we're being completely shut down and controlled. It's completely bizarre, and I don't get it. So that's what I got for you this week. I just said I don't get it, which is fake news a little bit. I do get it. I understand what's going on. I understand what we're doing. And I agree with some of it because, listen, there's only one way out of this. That's to wear your mask, wash your hands, and try to stay away from people as best you can while this thing spreads and while we wait for a vaccine. But I still feel, as an American, that we deserve the choice as to whether we want to follow those guidelines in public or not. Like I said, if there's a nationally mandated plan that says every state shall do this for this time period, then let businesses be open. Let towns and cities be open. Let everything carry on as normal. And then people can make the choice whether they want to go risk getting sick by eating in a restaurant, knowing that you're going to have your mask off while you eat and all those things. That's what I think should happen. And it's not happening. That's also what Dave Portnoy thinks should happen. And if, listen, like I said, if you're not following him, you should. It's fun. He's from Boston, so he uses a lot of bad words. But that's okay. You kind of expect that when you're somebody from Boston. At least I've learned that since I moved out here. But it's fun. The pizza reviews are fun or whatever. Follow him. This is not a paid endorsement. I'm just a fan. And it really struck a chord last night when I saw his video that this guy's saying the same thing I've been saying. He just has an audience of a billion people, and I have my parents and my kids and my dog and whoever will listen. But that's what it really comes down to, people. In closing, unless we really want to go down a socialist society, which I really encourage you to do some research and look into what that really means. Look at countries like Venezuela, Cuba, other socialist countries that have done this before and see how it's worked out. Spoiler alert, it really hasn't. So go down that road, look at it. For all my left-wing friends out there, I know you're happy and dancing in the streets, but if a left administration means socialism, I encourage you to study and look at it and see if that's really what you think we need as a country. And it's okay if you do, that's fine. I value differing opinions here. This is an apolitical view on things. I'm not saying one's better than the other, but just remember that one thing that our soldiers and our Marines and our forefathers and everybody has fought for over 300 years, and that's freedom, which is currently being taken away from us. So think about that next time you support a lockdown or a business closing or a mandate or some other thing that's being told to us that we must do by the government. That's all I got for you. Everybody have a happy Thanksgiving next week. There will be another episode on the Wednesday prior to Thanksgiving, so look out for that. But just thinking ahead, have a happy Thanksgiving. Don't break the rules. We don't want to get anyone arrested on Thanksgiving, especially if you live out in California. Remember, for my California friends, no singing, no dancing, no eating turkey with more than 6 people in your house, wear a mask between bites, all the rules, all the stupid rules. Be careful. I don't want anybody getting arrested and taken to prison on Thanksgiving Day. That would really suck. All right, that's all I got for everybody. Stay safe out there, wear your mask, follow the rules, or else, cheers.